It's the Agribusiness Report. Tony St. James from Capitol Hill. We're in Longworth office building and ran into Devon D. is a past president, National Corn Growers Association, and a board member for Texas Corn, and it's great to see you.
Great to see you, Tony.
All right, so this is not your first farm bill that you've been watching, and they're not all the same, though, are they?
Oh, no. This is actually my sixth. The 96 Farm Bill was the first one I worked on, and every one has been different. They have, regrettably, they've become more partisan the last couple of farm bills, and this one is proving to be partisan as well. You know, this is just the first step in a long process. Chairwoman Stabenow has not released her text yet. Anticipating after talking to her staff that they are going to do so probably in June. Mr. Bozeman, the ranking member in the Senate, has said he's going to come with a proposal sometime in June as well. So we're looking forward to seeing those in text form and seeing how there's a lot of distance between the House and the Senate version, so we'll have to see how this comes together.
And we've seen that in years past as well, which means it comes down to a conference committee and getting the details of it worked out. But when we look at what's being talked about right now on the House side, the chairman's mark, what are the priorities for corn?
Well, we basically had three real important issues that we wanted to work on. One was getting higher reference prices. The reference prices we're working with today were set with cost of production that existed in 2014 Farm Bill, and we know what inflation has done to all of our input costs. So we dramatically needed a increase in those reference prices, and that's included in the House bill. Another issue was the base acres. We have farmers that don't have any base acres at home in Texas and across the whole United States too. And so we had a very specific proposal on base acres that went further than what the House bill is offering, but we're pleased. We got a lion's share of what we wanted. And then the third item that we've really worked a lot on is we have a planting date issue on crop insurance for corn in the northern Texas panhandle. And so we have it in the language to do a pilot project for 10 counties in the panhandle, and if that's successful, then we can have some permanent change after that 4 years. But for 4 years at least, it'll be a solution as well.
And again, this is early on. Are you optimistic or maybe 50-50 that we can get this across the line before the end of the year?
Well, I'd say right now it's probably 50-50. There's just a lot of ground to cover, and there's not a lot of legislative days. It's being an election year. That complicates the issue as well. You know, there's a lot more politics in an election year. So hopefully we will, though. I mean, we have seen this in the past where we felt like it was a long shot and we got done. So we have confidence.
Now, one other thing that we've seen in years past is commodity groups kind of at odds. We're not seeing that this year, are we? I mean, for the most part, we're seeing all of ag kind of getting behind this.
Yeah, all of the major ag commodity organizations, as well as the general farm organizations, National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation, have come together behind the House bill. So, yeah, it's the first time in a long time that we've had everyone on board with very little conflict over issues or anything like that.
Well, it's good to see you. Thanks for your time, and let's see this one go through and get across the finish line.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's always good to visit with you, and yeah, we'll stay tuned.
Devon is a past president, National Corn Growers Association, with the Texas Corn Growers now, and from Washington, D.C., and the Capitol Hill, I'm Tony St. James. This is the Agribusiness Report.